now move to that part of this fellowship where we can receive of the Word of God. Today also is the first Sunday after Congress has made Juneteenth a recognized national holiday. And so kudos to those members of the Congress who have made a step in the right direction. We hope that they will make a better step as well to support the John Lewis bill as well. It is interesting to note that on June 19th, 1865, the last of 250 kidnapped and uncompensated innocent laborers in the United States were finally told of their so-called status of having been freed from unjust servitude as a result of the Emancipation Proclamation that was issued in 1863. So although the issue of the Emancipation Proclamation was issued in 1863, our brothers and sisters in Texas did not find out about it until June 19th, 1865. Interesting, in Florida, it was on May 20th of 1865, which is more than 22 years before Florida A&M University, as we call it today, was founded as a normal school for Negroes. October 3rd, 1887, and General Edward McCook rode into Tallahassee to read the Emancipation Proclamation order. This year, we're very thankful to Governor DeSantis, who issued a proclamation in observance of Florida's May date. And it is a paid holiday for beyond counting for Tallahassee employees. So kudos to our political local leaders who also have shown their support of such a wonderful act. However, the celebration as it relates to Galveston, Texas, was first known as Jubilee Day. It was later changed from Jubilee Day to Juneteenth. And I'm not sure why at this point in time, but because I'm a person of faith, I want to continue to celebrate our freedom and our faith in the spirit of Jubilee, because Jubilee means something for the people of God. And it is the outcome of God's command for release and restoration of his people. We are still celebrating Jubilee. We are his people and the true sheep of his pasture. And in spite of the level of pandemic that we continue to experience, we were having pandemics already even before COVID-19. Before and after COVID-19, we still want to celebrate Jubilee. Hallelujah. The pandemics before and after great men like Josiah T. Walls, who was the first person elected to Congress after the Civil War from the state of Florida. The pandemics before and after Frederick Douglass, Booker T. Washington, George Washington Carver, the pandemics before and after Fannie Hughes' first president, Thomas Lasell Tucker. The pandemics that were experienced before and after by the people of God, with civil rights leaders like Mega Evers and Michael King, who we know as Martin Luther King Jr., Minister El Haj Malik El Shabazz, who was formerly called Malcolm X. Before and after the pandemic of those who have been unjustly murdered, people like Brother George Floyd. The pandemic experienced before and after our spiritual leaders, even in the Church of God by faith, Bishop W.W. Mathis and Bishop James E. McKnight Sr., and even my dad, Deacon H.A. McKnight II, who we pay tribute to as well this morning. And also, the pandemics that we have experienced as God's people before and after the first and still only African-American president of the United States, Barack Obama, we still continue to celebrate the year of Jubilee, the year of release and restoration of God's people. And we declare, hallelujah, that it's Father's Day. Each and every day is Father's Day. And we give reverence unto our Heavenly Father. As we give God praise this morning and honor, we also give him the glory for his son, Jesus Christ, and for the legacy that Jesus Christ gave unto us. And we thank God for the freedom fighters and the faith fighters in the United States of America who have indeed left an inheritance unto us as their children's children. And reflecting on the celebration in Galveston, Texas, which was originally referred to as Jubilee Day, I was reminded this morning of what is written in Luke chapter 4, verses 17 through 21. And those verses record the beginning of the public ministry of Jesus Christ and reflect that there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when Jesus had opened up the book, he found the place where it was written. And he said this, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." That's Jubilee. That's Jubilee. That's Jubilee. And he goes on and it says that Jesus closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." Each of us should begin to proclaim in the atmosphere, "This day, hallelujah, this day, the scriptures of God's Jubilee, where he is taking us to the next level because the scriptures are being fulfilled even right now. This day, the scripture, not just the Emancipation Proclamation, not just the Declaration of Independence, not just the 13th Amendment and the 14th Amendment or the voting rights of 1965, but the scriptures, the logos, the infallible word of God is being fulfilled in our ears this day. Last year, and correct me if I'm wrong, y'all who were with us last year, I began to proclaim that it was the beginning of the season and the year of Jubilee, the acceptable year of the Lord. And again, on this day, I say to each of you with the purpose that our minds and our hearts be renewed, that the Lord Jesus is still yet with us. The body of Christ, on this day, the scripture is fulfilled in our ears. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I would just ask, hallelujah, for those who are with us, if you could just mute your phone for a moment so we can count, cut out the feedback. You can just put your phones on mute respectfully. I ask you to do so. Before 1863, the Emancipation Proclamation had already been written for the people of God all over the world in the scriptures. And it was further confirmed upon the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ as a new covenant that was written, one that we share into at this moment and for all time, not because we are in America, but because we are in Christ Jesus. To not only be free, but to be free indeed in him. If any man, if any woman be in Christ, they are new creations, and all things are passed away. And behold, all things are new. I don't care of what Jim Crow laws used to talk about and what is even taking place right now in this country. I declare by the power of God that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But to walk in liberty, to live in liberty, to experience prosperity and health in liberty, to celebrate in liberty, our minds have to first think in liberty. Let this mind, let this liberated mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. In the midst of our observance and celebration of Jubilee or Juneteenth, if you will, the question is this: have our minds been open to walk in the freedom and authority of Christ Jesus? My subject today is an opened, O-P-E-N-E-D, mind, an open mind. I want to go again to chapter 24. I hope y'all ain't tired of me still trying to walk through the verses slowly. But chapter 24 of St. Luke, verses 44 through 48. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled. Jesus Christ is taking us up to the next level. Which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. In order, hallelujah, thank God for his blessed word, in order to walk in the fullness of the authority and dominion of God, those things that he has intended for us as his chosen people to aspire to and live with purpose, there has to be a paradigm shift in our thinking. We need to allow the Holy Scriptures and the Holy Spirit to create a shift in our thinking so we can take it to the next level. We must have an opened mind. I believe that Jesus, at the resurrection, understood that there could be no celebration, no observance of the resurrection, which is, y'all, the ultimate emancipation proclamation, without there being the connections of our minds to Jesus Christ, as is written in the scriptures and as illuminated by the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 20, verse 22, the beloved disciple adds a little more detail about the events recorded by Dr. Luke in chapter 24. And John says that the Lord Jesus also breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Ghost. We need to start speaking to ourselves in a manner in which we can just receive of the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, but each and every day, I need the Lord Jesus to just breathe on me and fill me with the breath of life and life more abundantly. Each and every moment, I need the Lord Jesus to blow my mind by breathing into me a new spirit to walk in His. Not Abraham Lincoln, but in His Emancipation Proclamation. Each and every day, I'm just, if you will, waiting to inhale. Hallelujah. I'm just waiting to inhale. The Holy Spirit, take us higher, Lord. God, take us higher. I believe that the psalmist had his own waiting to inhale experience, as is written in Psalm 51. The writer says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that you may be justified when thou speak, and be clear when you judge. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you desire it truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you shall make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. If you will, Father, make me to hear your jubilee. Make me to hear your emancipation proclamation. Make me to hear the resurrection. He who is the way, the truth, and the life. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sin and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me, hallelujah, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors your way, and sinners shall be converted unto you. Family, I don't know about you, but I need again the Lord Jesus to breathe on me. And I'm just waiting, hallelujah, to inhale. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. I'm waiting on Him to create in me a clean heart and to renew a right spirit within me. Somebody on this call should just speak in the atmosphere right now. Restore unto me this day the joy of your salvation. Restore unto me this day the joy of your Emancipation Proclamation. Restore unto me this day the joy, God, the season, God, of your year of jubilee. Restore unto me this day to do greater works, because your Son has come back to you and sitting on your right hand, oh God, and opened mine. I remember United Negro College Fund would say, a mind, hallelujah, is a terrible thing to waste. So we want Jesus right now, hallelujah, to give us an open mind. Family, as Jesus imparted the gift of the Holy Ghost on his disciples, at that moment they became woke, if you will, with a new spiritual power of knowledge and insight. They had the scriptures, and they also had the Holy Spirit, which they had not possessed before. They had more than just book knowledge. They had spiritual insight to rightly divide the word of truth and to apply with wisdom to each and every circumstance of their life, of the algorithm of victory to overcome the enemy and every scheme of the devil. How many of you know on this call that we don't fight against flesh and blood? This ain't no race thing. It is systemic evil. It's about principalities and rulers and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. It's systemic. And we're not fighting against racism. We're fighting against rootism. R-O-O-T-I-S-M. We're fighting against rootism because the word says that the love of money, hallelujah, is the root of all evil. So we come against it now. Oh, God, we come against it now. Come against every form and every element of rootism that seeks to hold us from being able to enjoy, hallelujah, the year and season of Jubilee. In Luke chapter 24, we see here the principle that the Lord Jesus, by the scriptures and the Holy Ghost, Jesus works on the minds of women and men to live unto God and to fulfill his purpose. Like the disciples with Jesus Christ, it is even right now, this very moment, that between God's purpose and our perfection, that Jesus right now is connecting the scriptures and the Holy Spirit. Right now, Jesus is connecting the knowledge and the insight about himself, so much so that doubts about the power of his resurrection, hallelujah, no longer will persist. We declare right now that it was the power of God that raised Jesus from the dead. And because we confess Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah, we are saved by grace and through faith. To open their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures concerning himself. Jesus had to breathe on them his spirit of truth so he could adjust their depth perception to the reality that his sufferings were necessary for their power and prosperity. He had to open their minds to understand that what he had to go through was for our good and also God's glory. He presented his body as a loving and living sacrifice that we might have more than just life, that we might have life more abundantly. As we celebrate, if you will, Juneteenth, hallelujah, the believers should be celebrating Jubilee and Juneteenth every day, every month, every year. And we must present our body as a loving and a living sacrifice to leave a better inheritance to our children's children. Family, are you hearing this with me today? Jesus opened the windows and curtains of their minds to see him as the Christ, to see him as the suffering servant, to see him as the matchless Lamb of God, to see him as the Savior of the world, to see him as the Jubilee of all times. Let this mind also be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, that you can see that your Jubilee, your Juneteenth, ain't necessarily in the United States Constitution, but it is in the Word of God. Jesus Christ himself, the ecclesia this morning, the body of Christ, hear me, the Lord Jesus opened their mind, M-I-N-D-S, mind. He opened their intellect. He opened their intelligence. He opened up their ability to reason and to exercise prudent judgment. He opened up their ability to exercise wisdom so that they might comprehend him. Jesus Christ as the truth. Jesus Christ as the person. Jesus Christ as the one who is now ascended and sitting at the right hand of the Father. In other words, Jesus blessed and anointed their brains. That's what didn't say mind. We're talking about their brain. He blessed their brain power so they could rightly connect the dots and put the scriptures all together to see the bigger picture standing right before them as the resurrection. So read them now. He is helping us to connect the scriptures. And that's why we call on his name, because he told us that if two or three be gathered together in my name, I will be in the midst. So he's in the midst right now. I hope that you're listening with me this morning as we allow ourselves to be transformed from celebration to connection in the liberty of Christ. I can hear in the volume of the book, let this intelligence be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, to see the bigger picture that in him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm closing now. Family, regardless of the enemy's attempts to cloud our minds and to attempt to diminish our rightful place as joint heirs with Christ, our Father wants us to go further with the unquestionable truth. It is by the Holy Scriptures and the Holy Spirit that we are empowered to receive further disclosure. God is transparent. He ain't hiding anything from us. He's revealing himself to us through the scripture that's illuminated by the Holy Spirit so that we can receive further disclosure of the truth. Who is saying again to us this morning, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. The truth is speaking to us this morning with the good news that God is not just the resource. He is the source, and we shall not want. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. The truth is speaking to us that if we receive him, he will heal us of all of our diseases and all of our infirmities and all of our sicknesses and all of our insecurities and all of our broken hearts. Oh, God, he will restore unto us our self-esteem to see that we're more than just a race, but that we are joint heirs with Christ, that we are his sons and daughters of the Most High God. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a special people. The truth is speaking to us this morning that the gospel is delivering those who are in physical bondage and emotional bondage and financial bondage and, but more importantly, spiritual bondage as we fight against the strategy and the systemic oppression of the devil. The truth is speaking to us that he is opening our eyes this morning with greater vision and clarity that he can do exceeding abundantly above all that we have to think according to the Holy Ghost that is working in us. The truth, hallelujah, is speaking to us that he made us free. He made us free. And free indeed. And this is the day of Jubilee for those who are in bondage. You are set free and proclaim to be free indeed. So we can say hallelujah, and we can sing hallelujah in the words of the Negro spiritual. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. We are free at last.